Blackstone Publishing presents Disney's Kim Possible, adapted by Marilyn Easton. This book is read by Elise Arsenault. So, a few years ago, Kim accidentally received a distress call. She was done with her homework, so she answered it. Now? Well, she saves the world. Since taking her first call, she's stopped a meteor hurtling toward Earth, rescued a dozen princes, and even wrestled mutant sharks. But no matter the sitch, she and her best friend, Ron Stoppable, face it head on. And they aren't alone. They've got plenty of help from Wade Load, their tech genius, who sends them vital information whenever they're on a mission. Plus, for every sitch, Kim has plenty of cool crime-fighting tech, including a pendant she uses to communicate with Wade, called the Communicator. But her all-time favorite evil villain butt-kicking device is her grappling hook. Saving the world involves a shocking amount of grappling hooks. Every star student world saver has an arch nemesis. Kim's is the mad scientist Draken and his evil sidekick Shego. Come to think of it, she hasn't heard from them in a while. She'll have to check up on them soon. But first, she has a new mission. Today's sitch, deal with a zillion gallons of world-ending slime. Professor Dementor has kidnapped a big-deal slime scientist and is holding him hostage in his alpine lair. But it's so not the drama. Because she's going to rescue him. Who is she? She is Kim Possible. Chapter 1. Kim accelerated her jetpack toward a majestic dam surrounded by mountains. As the wind rushed past her, she could see that the structure was holding back a huge reserve of sinister black slime, the handiwork of Professor Dementor. Kim counted double the usual number of henchmen guarding Professor Dementor's lab. Recently, he had suspiciously beefed up his security. But Kim wasn't worried about the extra henchmen surrounding the lair. She was ready. Kim silently landed, expertly removing her helmet and letting her red hair cascade down her back. Inside the alpine lair, henchmen kept watch over a scared-looking doctor bound to a chair in chains. Professor Dementor, dressed in all black with a helmet, walked menacingly down a narrow platform toward the chained-up doctor.
"I've done everything you've asked," the doctor pleaded as Professor Dementor approached him. "I've formulated the world's most dangerous disintegrating slime. Please, please let me go. I miss my wife and my kids and my mold spores."
Professor Dementor stopped short before him.
"My dear Dr. Glottman, you say this is the Uber slime."
He motioned to a vat of bubbling purple slime down below the platform. Dr. Glottman nodded furiously. Professor Dementor leaned down toward him and said,
"Let's make sure."
A henchman spotted Kim outside the lair, alerting the others on his tech device and charging toward her. She closed the wings of her jetpack and spin-kicked him right in the chest, knocking him down. More henchmen charged at her. Kim stared at them with a wry smile and clicked the button on her sternum, unbuckling her jetpack. She bent over, unfastened the jetpack's harness, and let it rip. It flew straight ahead, knocking down henchmen like bowling pins. Suddenly, two more henchmen closed in on her, each grabbing an arm. Truth be told, Kim hadn't quite figured out how to get out of this one. At least not yet. The henchmen backed Kim up against the dam wall that looked out over a sheer drop to the water below, and she struggled against them.
"Yeah!"
Ron shouted as he fell from the sky and crashed into the two burly henchmen, knocking them over. His helmet flew off.
"Are we winning?"
asked Ron. He stood up, a dazed look on his face.
"Ron, look at the hench dudes you took out," said Kim with a proud grin.
"Ron, you've done it again," he told himself as he removed his jetpack. Just as it slid off his back, the wings popped out and the jetpack flew away, disappearing from view in a